Hare Krishna. I just came back from Gurukul. Spent an hour there with the children. We were going to go on parikrama of Kurukshetra, but unfortunately it's raining. It's been raining for the last 2 weeks. Very, very unusual weather and also very cool. Although in Hungary they have a saying that rain in May is worth gold, because it means really good harvest. And one thing for sure is that everything here is super, super green, very, very beautiful. And this morning I listened to class every Tuesday. Devotees are speaking about New Vrajadhan. It's part of the 20th anniversary celebrations, and they talk about their experiences here, especially the devotees who were here in the beginning. And today it was Radhakanta Prabhu and Antardi, and they were talking about the Goshala. And very, very nice realizations, wonderful stories, and it also took me back to some memories of New Vrajadhan. I have a lot of memories. I need to start talking, and then they come. But this morning I did the podcast, Hungarian podcast, on three of the visitors who came at the very, very beginning. And the first one, whom I can remember, is my mother. And that was in 1993. We purchased a farm in 1993. And at that time, we were all living in the village. I was living in my motorhome, and the devotees were living in one house in the village. And my mother and father were regularly coming every summer to Budapest, and they would go to a thermal bath health clinic, and that was my opportunity to see them. They would be here usually for 2 weeks. And I'd invited, in fact, 1993, my mother also came to a festival that we had at that time. But I invited them to come out and see the farm. My father wasn't feeling that well. He passed away a year later. And but my mother came out, and I remember bringing her out in the motorhome. And well, for those who know New Vrajadhan very well, they all know that at that time there was no road, there was no present road access to the farm. You would have to go all the way through the village and then go all the way around towards the south, and then come back along the east. And in the very bottom of the valley, where we used to take prasadam all the time and where we actually had our first temple, 1993-1994, for quite some years we used to eat down there. That's where the entrance used to be, at least the goods entrance, although it's an impassable road in any type of rainy weather. It's mostly meant for tractors to get to the fields further around. But anyway, we came in, and Ananda Vigraha was here from the UK. I guess she came to visit. And I remember that we parked in the valley, and she got in the car and she started to cook lunch. And then my mother and I walked around, and we walked right up to where the temple is now. There was nothing there at that time. I can't remember there being any devotees on the property at that time. We were farming, but we're farming way closer to the village. And I told her, this is where we're going to build a temple. And we hadn't, of course, started doing that, but we determined that. And And we walked around and talked, and she liked, actually, my mother's side, they're villagers. They were originally farm girls, my mother and my aunt. Now it's only my aunt. So they always amaze me about how much they know about farming and animals and fruits and the land. And that was the first visit, and it was good for her spiritually, in the sense that she saw that there was nothing here. And she came, I can't remember when was the last time she came here, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, but by then the temple was there, and the New Rajadam village was here, and holy places were here, and where she saw there was just a little creek, now there were lakes, and so very much appreciated that things were really happening, and that Krishna consciousness was really here to stay. The second visitor was also a relative, and that was my cousin Robert, and he also came in 1993, and he came by another circuitous road that comes from the other side, I guess he was able to drive somewhere close to the barn up on the top. And at that time, for devotees who visited, that's where our kitchen and temple room was up there. It was just a plastic sheeting temple room, which in the winter was covered with hay bales. And the kitchen was, literally speaking, outside. It was covered. But it just had an entrance to the temple room where devotees would also eat. But the cooking went there under extremely austere conditions. Hare Krishna, very, very austere conditions. And he came one late afternoon, and we had supper sitting on a picnic table. That was only the only thing that we had to sit on. And it was also a milestone for him in a similar way that it was for my mother, in that he comes regularly. He was just here 10 days ago. And he's also very much impressed with the development of New Rajadam. But at that time, he was really taken by the fact that there was nothing here, and the simplicity and the pristine nature, and everything was really wild, so that, you know, whenever we talk about New Rajadam, he always recalls that particular visit. And the next visitors were the tourist companies who we invited. At that time, I had put Krishna Leela in charge of getting tourism here to New Rajadam. She thought was quite strange, because we didn't have anything. At that time, we didn't have, as I mentioned, that road. The only thing we had was a path from what is now, or where was our reception. Now we have our new reception, but where the reception, and behind the reception was actually our office, and that was one of our buildings. And the other building was where the devotees were living further down in the village. And so I told that this has to be a tourist place. We want to draw tourists here. People have to come here to come and see what we're doing. We're not just moving off into nowhere. I said, but there was nothing to be seen. But still, let's get the tourist companies here and tell them what we're planning. And so that's what she did. And we brought them. It was, as I remember, also a rainy day. But still, we walked all the way up to where the temple would be, on that little path. And I explained to them that this is where we're going to build some lakes, and this is where we're going to have a guest house, and here we're going to have a health resort, and over here we're developing the temple, and this is the street where we're going to have all our shops and our craft studio. And they were really quite incredulous. The biggest and most important one, he said, well, I can't bring anybody here until at least you get a better access, get a better road. I can't have people walking on a path. And they didn't until we did get the road. And we got the road in next year, not the same road that the devotees come in on now. It wasn't a paved road. It was just a dirt road. And even actually, it was a earlier incarnation of that dirt road, which was really, really a dirt road. But it was luxurious by comparison to that little path, especially in the wintertime. And then after telling all the tour guides where, and tour companies, where our things were going to be, then we went back to and had lunch and fed them very, very nice prasadam and talked. And people started to come, amazingly enough. They started to send people. And we started having tours, taking people around, and showing them all the places where things were going to be. Those were three visits that I remember of 1993, 20 years ago. They're all sort of unique in their own way. And especially this last one with the tour companies who all now send many, many guests, and they approach us with contracts and so on to send their people or their groups, tours, and so on to us. And they've really have faith in us because they've seen how much we've grown and how much we continue to grow this year. The new reception, finally, we have a nice place to receive guests. So those are some memories of 20 years ago. Hare Krishna.